everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to the season premiere of OHL News. This is our 12th season of bringing you the news and notes from around the Ontario Hockey League. The 2013-14 OHL season kicks off with 17 games through this weekend. Players, coaches, and fans alike are excited to get back to the rink and get the new campaign underway. Someone who is always geared up to raise the curtain on a new season is OHL Commissioner David Branch.
Always a special time, an exciting time. And when I look forward to this year, I don't ever recall maybe a year where we have so many exciting young players, talented players, playing in our league, coming into our league. And it's a tribute to the work that all OHL teams do in terms of developing players, the work that all the minor hockey organizations across this province and other areas do in developing young players today who just seem to be more and more understanding of what it takes to play in the number one development league in the world, the Ontario Hockey League. And when you consider we had 167 players attending NHL camps this year, we understand that some will make the NHL. The majority will be back to fulfill their junior eligibility. And then with the likes of Connor McDavid and Travis Konecny and Dylan Strome and Sean Day and Aaron Ekblad and Sam Bennett, Spencer Watson, Blake Clark. I mean, the list goes on and on of the young players we have in our league, which really makes us so very special, very competitive because of the coaching and quality of play and because of the facilities we enjoy. Two things that we look forward to this year as a league is, one, the return to North Bay, a very special opportunity for our league that was presented to us and certainly was endorsed and supported unanimously by our league. And the other element, of course, is the MasterCard Memorial Cup in London, Ontario, in May of 2014. And it's always a special year when you get to host the MasterCard Memorial Cup, and we're very fortunate to have an opportunity to return to a market like London, which brings so much promise.
We'll have more on both the return of the OHL to North Bay and the MasterCard Memorial Cup in a few moments. But first, David Branch tells us about a rule change for the new season.
We have introduced the rule where players cannot conceal the puck with their hand, cannot direct the puck with their hand off a face-off, and both rules would result in a minor penalty, and that came from NHL rules that were put in a year ago.
While that is the only rule change this season, it is year two of an initiative that was launched last fall to limit the number of fighting majors a player could have before facing further discipline. Branch says this has worked very well.
It had a very positive effect, we felt, on our style of play and the like. We had almost 25% reduction on the number of fighting majors last year from the year before. The Competitions Committee, which was the committee that developed this new rule in the first instance, reviewed that rule this year as to whether or not we should make any adjustments in any way, shape, or form. The feeling was, first of all, it was very positive. We would be best served to let's buy a little bit more time before we consider whether or not there should be any adjustments going forward.
Heading into the new season, if you want to get caught up on what is happening with all of the 20 teams around the league, check out the 20 in 20 series of team previews available on the league's official website, OntarioHockeyLeague.com. It's been 11 and a half years since an OHL regular season game was played on the ice at North Bay Memorial Gardens. But that is about to change as the North Bay Battalion make their debut in the Northern Ontario community this season. There is a lot of excitement around the team, as witnessed by the club's coach and director of hockey operations, Stan Butler.
It's unbelievable. I just got back from the arena. I mean, there's so many people working at the arena to get it ready for October 11th. And everywhere you go around town, whether it's radio or TV or just in the mall or at the schools, wherever it is, the people are so excited and so appreciative to have hockey back in North Bay. And they're looking to be a proud member of the Ontario Hockey League again, and then really looking forward to the drop of the puck. Well, I was in there today. They're trying to level the clock. I mean, it's just a phenomenal clock in there, and all the new seats are going in, and they're framing the boxes right now. And I think people that have been in the arena before are going to be shocked at the job that you know, the people have done in renovating the arena. And it's going to be a great arena. The fans are right on top of the players. And you got old and new there. You got the great renovations, but you got the tradition of the rink that's already established there.
Renovations at their home arena is just part of the adjustments the Battalion have had to make compared to a normal summer and early fall in preparation for a new season.
For me personally and the organization, it's been a big change. Moved up here, bought a house. You know, the rink's under renovation, so we've got to be very flexible. And as I told the players, very patient. And I think, you know, the excitement of the fans and how everybody's been around has really got the players excited. And I think the players are really, really excited that, you know, once we get into the arena when it's renovated and get going there, you know, it's going to be great. I mean, as for the road trip to start the season, we're excited about it because when we know we're done with being on the road for 9 games, we're back at home and in a newly renovated rink. So the sooner we get started, the sooner we get back home, and we're excited about that.
The North Bay Battalion opened the season with a swing through Eastern Ontario against Kingston, Belleville, and Ottawa. While we talk about the opening of the new OHL season, we know it will wrap up with two teams taking part in the 2014 MasterCard Memorial Cup in London this May. Knights General Manager Mark Hunter says the club is already in full preparation mode.
You know, we've had 18 kids at pro camp, so, you know, I mean, we're waiting for them all to come back, and it's exciting. Hopefully we get all of them back, but we'll see. But that said, you know, there's a lot of buzz in the arena and our staff and the fans, and we've had a meeting here with all the people, the volunteers, and everybody's excited about having the Memorial Cup. You know, that said, our players that are here right now are really pushing and excited to know that we're going to be on May 15th in London here and playing for the Memorial Cup.
The London Knights lead the way in the preseason BMO CHL MasterCard Top 10 rankings. Other OHL teams making the grade are Guelph at 5, Kingston 9th, and honorable mention to the Barrie Colts. Well, that's going to do it for our season premiere. As we have been for the past 11 years, we'll be with you throughout the Ontario Hockey League season with updates on the happenings around the league. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for listening to OHL News.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.